Make the most out of your time at work
with Karen Gately.
Leadership and People Management Specialist.
Karen Gately, the year has been a difficult one. The stakes have never been high in terms of keeping ourselves employed. It's why we need your help. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, mistakes can range from the small and easy to fix to monumental and career damaging. How do we cope, from a wider perspective, how do we cope when we stuff up at work?
Look, I think the starting point is to actually recognise that it doesn't necessarily have to be the end of the world. I mean, as you pointed out, it really does depend on what the mistake is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there in most circumstances is a way back. You know, I think sometimes we're feeling deep humiliation or fear about what this means in terms of consequences that, you know, might be a bit exaggerated or unnecessary. So, you know, I think understanding that we can come back, it just depends on whether or not we want to invest in making that happen.
So when a mistake is made, and, you know, obviously there is a wide gamut here, but when a mistake is made, how important is ownership of your mistake?
Well, it's everything to start with. You know, if we're not willing to own it, and ownership means that, you know, we are actually, in terms of our internal dialogue, sincere, you know, that we want to actually take responsibility. It's not the same as beating ourselves up. You know, that doesn't usually help either, but it is actually acknowledging that, yes, I've made this mistake and I'm willing to, with courage, put my hand up and say, yep, that was mine. And because ownership obviously is also about demonstrating where necessary and relevant, of course, to other people, that we get that we are accountable, we get that that wasn't the way to be or go about things, and that we're going to take sincere responsibility moving forward to not go there again. So until we've taken ownership, we're neither likely to strive to be better as an individual or start to rebuild the trust and respect that we might have lost from other people.
On the other side of that spectrum is the people that will choose not to do that and instead, you know, go down the pathway of lies and dishonesty, and you end up digging yourself a bit of a bigger hole.
Yeah, well, that's my observation would be that often we actually make the problem worse for ourselves. You know, again, if we go back to reputation and we go back to our personal brand and what people think of us, if we're trying to, you know, sidestep accountability or even worse, deflect and blame other people, then we're only going to erode the trust that people, you know, with little trust in some circumstances they may have left. So, you know, most people are forgiving of a mistake if we take responsibility and they can see that we're actually sincere, we're stepping up to want to do things differently. Then people are more likely to actually cut us some slack and let us get on with being different and trying again.
Well, when you talk about stepping up there, how important, you know, let's say you do make a bit of a major error, whether it's with a client or, you know, you do something that damages your relationship with a co-worker, how important is hustle after that point? Because, you know, a lot of people will feel the need to truly prove themselves worthy of having that role or, you know, still being part of the company or the business after a mistake is made.
Yeah, look, I think it is important to show urgency around fixing a problem that, you know, might be lingering. But rebuilding our brand and our reputation is going to take time. So, you know, if it was a big mistake and we, for example, behaved in a way that was dishonest and or deceitful on some levels and we've lost someone's trust, then it doesn't matter how hard we scramble to try and change that reality, it's going to take time to rebuild that trust because people need to be able to observe us over time being consistent and, so that you know, we can actually rebuild the confidence that, yeah, you actually mean this. This isn't just you now trying to curry favour or, you know, whatever it might be to try and get it back in my good book. So, you know, it needs to be over time, consistent and sincere effort for people to actually believe that this is the new and improved you.
Yeah. And now, Cara, before you go, and this might be too big a question to answer right at the end, but if you were to make a mistake that would see you out of a job and then you're going to apply for a new position at a different place, do we need to cover up our tracks a little bit? Are we open about the mistakes that have been made that have led us to this point? Because you want to put your best foot forward at a new job application. It's a hard thing to do.
It depends on what you've done, but my number one piece of advice is if it's likely that if someone Googles you, they're going to find it, then own it.
Yeah.
You know, be upfront and use it as a... to demonstrate the fact that you can learn, you can come back from mistakes. You have the maturity and wisdom to recognise the errors of your ways and, you know, demonstrate stronger character by being willing to step into that spotlight and, you know, take responsibility. It's going to erode character if you're trying to hide from it.
Google will always get you. All right. Well, mistake makers out there, it can be fixed in most cases. So hopefully that has helped. Karen Gately, we'll do it all again next Monday.
Thank you.
Unless I make a mistake between now and then, and then we're really in some trouble.